This is CliffCentral.com.
The brand new sounds of Chris Brown in the company of Usher. Zayn Malik, Back to Sleep is the name of the song. It's a new remix. I believe he's putting together a project that comprises of nothing but remixes, featuring different artists throughout the album. I gave you a brand new one from Kanye, a song titled The Famous. Welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. And as usual, I am not by myself. Hanging out with my boys, you know. What's good?
Oh, man. I'm good.
What's up?
So, over, man.
Do you understand Tswana? Do you understand Tswana, Junior?
Sure, man.
Do you speak Tswana?
I'm not Tswana, but I'm Pedi, but there are some words that are similar.
Can you put together an entire like paragraph in Pedi?
In Pedi?
Yeah.
Abuti naka orat, abuti.
Yeah.
Abuti onio.
Of all things you could have said, Duncan is actually complaining.
I couldn't think of anything else. Like, wow. It was just on the spot.
So the first time you learned Pedi, you were professing your love to another man.
No.
Okay. Gina is here, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, the show is going to be absolutely through the roof. We've got some of the best industry leaders coming to join us in the studio. Mm. And we're going to have a great time with all of them. And of course, you'll also be there as well. Please do get in touch with us. Leave us a comment on my Twitter. It's O'Neill Africa. Music coming through from Zara Lassen. Stand by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The music of Lil Wayne hanging out with Gucci Mane. We be steady mobbing on O'Neill on Cliff Central. As I promised earlier on, the show is going to be through the roof. Our first guests are in the studio as we speak.
I think I go new from the top now.
Broadcast live. Okay. Pull up at the party and I'm sitting sideways. Dream so big, about to get a migraine. Niggas all in my face, Twitter, MySpace. Party like a Star Wars, yippee Kaye. I take another shot, let my people dilate. Let the speakers vibrate. Rappers on the shelf, get yourself right big. Take a double L for yourself, cool day. Niggas say your mind.
Get the fuck up my way. God, buddy, got the party. Singing my praise. In a bad place since I lost the wife, babe. Now I'm trying to find a Kim K like I'm Kanye. Had a good woman, now I need a bad babe. Hunter, good, good, you should quit the bad hate. Money on my mind and my memory bank. You should see my cheeky eyes underneath the Ray Bans. Hey, motherfucker, I'm great. That's why you take shots and never send them my way. My bitch. Fuck am I saying? Judging by this verse, I would do the same thing. I
pull up at the party and I'm sitting sideways. Dream so big, about to get a migraine. Niggas all in my face, Twitter, MySpace. Party like a Star Wars, yippee Kaye. Take another shot, let my people dilate. Let the speakers vibrate. Rappers on the shelf, get yourself right there. Take a double L for yourself, cool day. Niggas saying my name right in my way. Let the money skyscrape, never mind.
Pull
up at the party and I'm sitting aside.
a brand new one from Reason. I think possibly one of the coolest videos I've seen in a long time. Like, it really took me back to the 90s when I saw it. And guys were actually having fun.
No doubt, no doubt.
Wait, let me make sure the verses are done. Are the verses done?
What do you mean? What are the verses? Yes, the verses are done. Oh, you mean on the record? Yeah,
yeah, no, no, I'm not trying to ride this Tibo touch over the verses.
Wow.
Yo. It's not even shade.
What is it? What is it? Shadow?
No, but
my guy,
you're throwing shadow.
Tell me about it.
No, but it's not even shade. If you are featured on a song, mm-hmm. and you put together like some of your best work in terms of your verse, would you want a DJ talking over it?
My guy.
Anyway,
that sounds like shade now.
Anyway, in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome Reason. I also welcome AB Crazy. And DJ Capital from the Capital Wrap Up, if you do remember, he has a show here on Cliff Central every Wednesday between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the studio.
Yo, man. Thank you for having me, man.
It's cool. I love the starness, like you. You
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we're shooting the video today, so I'm on my superstar the whole thing. The whole thing.
Oh, so this is part of the swag. Like,
yeah.
They have
yeah.
to be there. They have to be there. Yeah. All right. So Gina is also in the studio. That's my, my keyboard man, the coolest man here. I'm just here supporting Junior.
Junior's an undercover, like, ratchet guy. Like, you see him turning up whenever the songs come on. He's like,
that's true.
He was going up and down for that.
He's always in the background. Like, and he takes all the numbers of every single guest here who has a vagina.
Wow. Hey, we are coming. Who's Junior?
Really?
Junior.
Junior Kang.
Sounds like shade, my guy.
All right, let's move on with the show. Let's catch up with Capital. First and foremost, congratulations on the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
If you were to tell somebody who's never listened to it, what is the show about?
Yo, man, it's called The Capital Wrap Up, and it's a real, raw, uncensored hip-hop show where, for a change, man, I get my guests, you know, rappers, DJs, whoever has anything to do with hip-hop, to just come in and give us a real, uncensored opinion. You know what I mean? Because we can swear, we can talk about bitches, we can talk about weed. So this is the platform where they just come and they, you know, expose their real selves.
And I suppose because of how free the platform is here,
yeah.
you know, rappers are constantly in their feelings. So yeah. Do you bring like a box of tissues in the studio?
Look, man, it's tough, you know.
Please don't forget that one of them is here. Please, right now, please just like, let's acknowledge that one of them is here.
Okay.
I'm just like, I'm here, dog. Like,
you know, like the funny thing is I've tried, but you know rappers always try to put this front up like, yeah, I'm a G 24/7.
Yeah.
So they won't say that shit on air, but as soon as we get off air, they'll just pour their hearts out, and you know. And funny enough, one of those rappers are here.
AB Crazy, what's good, homie?
Nah, I'm chilling, man.
Listen, this guy's been killing every single hook. The guy's inspiring guys who are house DJs to get into hip hop. Because of how hard the hooks are. I know you've been working on some material of your own as well. You put out, is it two singles by now?
It's MON and Friend Zone. Latest one is Friend Zone, yeah.
What's happening? Is that coming from an album, an EP? Or?
Yes, I'm actually working on an album.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just going to be putting out singles for now until we're ready for an album.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to slow down on the features, or is that just your thing?
No, man. Last year I did features. I worked, but I didn't really do much for myself.
Okay.
You know, so this year, doing features, I mean, it's the same thing. I take a feature as like, I'm part of it, so it's like
work.
My song as well. So I push a feature like it's my own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I don't really focus on, oh, that's just a feature, so nah, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's right.
But I'm going to be putting out my own tracks and, you know, still doing features. Just try to do the most, like, I didn't do much last year, so this year, I got to do something. Yeah.
Reason.
Yes.
What's good, homie?
I don't know, I'm in my feelings.
Ah, jeez. Listen, man, you know, beyond the music, I'm beginning to see you. I mean, I just saw something, an insert you were doing. I think it's an ad.
Yeah, well,
is it a TV ad?
I can't really tell you what it is, but okay, you're kind of right. Close, yeah.
But it's but not. It's you're not rapping. Coming. We know you're not rapping. It's
well,
nothing.
I mean, there's a music element to it. Funny enough,
okay,
they added a music element to it. I mean, it's an alcohol brand that usually associates itself with sports.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so it's branching out and it's tapping into where the actual market is, which is in music and entertainment, yeah, and fun and all that stuff. So they bring all those worlds together. That's about as much as I can tell you.
But are we going to be seeing you doing more of this sort of lifestyle-driven stuff? And how does it help your career as an artist?
Well, I mean, you know, when you sit back, when I sit back and I look at like 2015, like 2015 was a big school fees year for me, at least, you know, like a nice little sit back and
tell
watch
me about it, yeah,
and collect information and kind of see where things are going, you know, because it's like, you know, you come in and there's the new experience, but after that, there's like a plan for longevity. So it's like, yeah, how do we stay here 20 years deep? You know what I mean? So that was like that type of thing. And I think it lies in actually being able to be a lot of things, being able to be a musician, being able to be a brand that people can use to sell things,
yeah,
being able to be an actor, being able to be a DJ. You know what I mean? So we live in a world where now you actually have to just do a lot because,
yeah,
you're able to do a lot, but more than anything, because you want to be here for a very long time. You know what I mean? And this rapping thing ain't really going to last. You know what I mean? We ain't going to be cool till we 60. You know what I mean? And hip-hop ain't going to be cool till we 60. But our influence and our ideas and everything else that we do outside of it can actually still, you know, benefit the system, you know, some way or another. So I'm actually actively starting to do those things. Yeah.
Can I ask you, gentlemen, something? These verses that are supposedly the hottest of the year, do they put food on the plate? Like, are we still there? Is it still okay to really bring your A game in terms of your verse, and would that translate into money at any point?
Look, man, I think the rappers would answer this better, obviously, but in my opinion, man, like, a verse can get you bookings. It won't necessarily do so. Like, it'll definitely make
but
people.
But it's definitely
talk about
not
you.
What gets you verses, because we've seen people with terrible verses getting more bookings.
Whoa.
Than people with nice,
yeah,
verses. You know what I'm saying?
No,
well,
no,
that's true. Actually, yeah, there's some whack rappers out here who are getting really. I mean, the thing is, you know, it wouldn't. I think it would be unfair if it was just about that. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Because for the most part, I think there's a lot of people who have certain strengths that don't require you to have that element. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a lot of artists who I listen to and I'm like, it's enough. You know what I mean? Like, this,
yeah,
person did not need to have punchlines and metaphors and,
yeah,
retrophorical, astronomical, diabolical. It's like, no, there's no need. You know what I mean? Like, it's a song. At the end of the day, it's about the song. It's about making the song and the type of person you are. In some worlds, yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at an artist like Nasty C, you know,
yeah,
it's like everybody is not impressed by anything else other than, yo, this guy raps really well though, and
okay,
he sings really well and he produces really well. It's like everything is really well,
yeah.
And then in some other spaces like MC Dude, where they're like, yo, he ain't really that strong, but the hook's nice.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's, but at the end of the day, it's food. It's about who gets the food on the table. You know, it's not necessarily the illest rapper that's sitting with the nicest check.
There's also the narrative of the young cat failing to pay homage to the guys who've been in the business, or the guys who are no longer in circulation, sort of are in their feelings because they feel like the new cats are throwing shade at them.
Yeah.
At what point
this
do
is the
you
part where I step away from the mic?
at what point is it okay for you now to start expressing yourself as a new breed artist without necessarily worrying about having to sound like you're sucking up to the guys who've,
yeah,
been there before?
Look, I think as an artist, you need to just be able to do you. And I'm talking in terms of sampling or remixing songs.
Yeah.
You don't really have to prove yourself to anyone.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you're going to remix someone's track or sample, you need to acknowledge that. You need to make it known to them.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And then that's the only time you may want to prove yourself to them.
Yeah.
Like, I remixed the song. I needed a Mandla Spigiri to approve. You know what I mean? So I just didn't want to do whack.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So that's the only time you need to prove yourself. But if you're doing you, I mean, like, it's either they adapt to, you know, the changes and they just start doing what you're doing in order to stay relevant,
yeah,
or they don't. If they're gonna chill and sit back, that's them, you know what I mean? But life goes on and music keeps changing and stuff. Only if you're sampling, remixing people's stuff, that's when you can actually try to prove yourself to the person you, remix.
Now, Capital, you are obviously a respected hip-hop DJ.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, so you're not? Listen.
Where?
Come on, give the guy some credit.
Okay, cool.
Listen, I've been to a couple of strip clubs.
Where they're like, yo, Capital is the man. Capital, come here, and he spent like $2,000.
Now, you have got a couple of singles out, which is, I suppose that's what's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Hip-hop DJs are putting out singles.
Yeah.
And there's that nice synergy that's happening between hip-hop DJs and artists as well.
Yeah.
How's that going for you? Is that a strategy to remain in circulation, or is it something that you do because it's important, the relationship between you and hip-hop artist is important?
Yo, man, I think as a DJ, I am a powerful person, and so it would help in terms of, if I like a certain kind of hip-hop and I can shed that light to the consumer, then I'm doing my part in growing South African hip-hop. You know, if I can help put out a certain sound or just introduce people to something new in hip-hop, then I've done my job.
Now, you've got a new single that just came out.
Yeah.
Hell of a Life.
Yeah.
And it features AB Crazy and Reason.
Yeah.
Why did you choose these two?
Yo, man, first when I got the beat, I actually wasn't 100% sure. But I sent it to AB nonetheless, man. And once he heard it, he was like, yo, man, trust me, this is the one, you know? So we got into a studio session. He came through. He laced the hook of the song. And I was like, okay, I'm convinced now, you know? And between the two of us, we went back. We listened to the song. And we were like, yo, man, Reason would be perfect on this. So I sent it through to Reason. He loved it. He jumped on it. And the rest is history, man.
Is it a club song?
It's an everyday song, man.
Okay.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
It's a church song.
Church,
it
club,
takes you to church,
wherever, you know? Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're going to check out the brand new single now. It's called Hell of a Life. Remember, this is DJ Capital, and it features Reason and AB Craze, both of whom are here with us in the studio. This is the track.
Yeah.
They say you live fast, you die young. But me, I've been a party freak since day one. So there you have it, it's the life I chose. So now you know, it's the life I chose. Come on, come on, come on.
This is another special dedication to everybody who cares about their life.
Hello, world, let's have a hell of a night.
Let's go.
Capital.
I'm in the mood to ball like I was born away. See me place an order just to hear me dropping names on the slave. Working on holidays made me this way. I'm on that overtime because it always overpays. And I will overspend it because I handle my business while you handling bitches. And then you think you got riches till we start comparing expenses. Don't give a fuck what you driving in. My couch game is expensive. That's it. Shit. That money talk got weak efforts. I got F&B debits funded by my street credit. Now this one nigga's girl said I can get it. And said it's because she think I'm hot. I said, baby, don't sweat
come
it.
Come on, come on, come on. Let's party tonight.
Put your hands up in the air if you feel good right now.
So I say, hello, hello, world. Let's have a hell of a night. Welcome to the
to ball like I was born a jolly. Blowing out the fumes at y'all like I was born a Molly. Almighty God body, they tell me I'm pretty godly. I bless them with these verses that convert them soon as I speak. I'm sorry, don't mean to drop these amazing rhyme schemes so nicely. But this is my feast, so watch as I beast. Don't try me, kid, I've been shining since back in my teens. Even at 19, behind scenes, tapping some nice things. And now we
getting love from foreign sisters with enormous tits that just wanna tell us what's on their chest, cause this type of greatness can't be selfless, and all she can salvage was selfies. I said, mommy, come on,
come on, come on, let's party tonight.
Have a good time.
So I say, hello, hello, world, let's have a hell of a night.
Get your drink. Turn up, welcome to the
if we really wanted to.
I think we've got a winner, man. It's a brand new one. This is DJ Capital featuring Reason and AB Crazy. It's called A Hell of a Life. Congratulations, homie.
Thank you so much, man.
Big up. When will the video be ready?
Give us about 2 weeks.
Two weeks and a half, yeah. All right, these gentlemen have to leave us, but look, we're not going to have one of the dopest MCs in the studio without just having him. Just bless us, you know?
Nah, before, son, those days are over.
Before he transforms into this mega TV superstar. Now, come on, Reason.
By the way,
we've got a question for you here. It's, yo, Reason, who's the illest MC in the country right now, and who just needs to be quiet? It's not me. Somebody asked that.
Reason is the illest MC in the country, and whoever doesn't believe that must just keep quiet.
He's going to show us just now why he's the illest.
I don't know, dog.
Come on, dude.
I'm tired, dog. We've been shooting all day, dog. This is not the reason we know. I know, dog. The reason like, you know wakes up at 12 and he's very fresh.
Come on, dude. We gave you M&M's. You've got M&M's in front of you. Come on, dog.
Oh, so you think if I eat M&M's, I'll rap like Eminem? What do you have, dog? Oh my god, dog. Cool. It's rough. Right,
cool.
I'm tired. Right. Actually, maybe when I come for my interview, I'll kick my raps.
No, you're here. Come on. Don't waste this beat.
Play it. What is this?
This is Drake.
Yeah, let's go. Wow.
Even worse, a Drake beat.
You're also a reality show star. Let's
1 2 1 2. Nobody gotta know that I came through, unless she a girl and she got big tits too. No disrespect, but I think I love you, boo. Anyway, I'm just rapping cause I think it's cool. I've been doing this ever since I was in high school, or maybe primary, I don't remember that too. But it doesn't really matter. Mic check, 1 2, I'm still here. Now I'm paying for school fees for my daughter, who I gotta pick up right after 4 o'clock. I don't know what's going on, but right time I think it should be going home. I lost my flow, but then I got it back again. Reason to the mass, always gotta come again. Showing people how I overflowing with the wind. I don't even know how the hell I got it in. Now I'm just rapping and I can't even stop. I gotta show everybody that I'm still hot. Been doing this ever since you knew about hip hop, and now you got another beat coming in. Don't stop, I gotta keep flowing. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep showing. I gotta keep blowing. I gotta keep pause. Wait. Why the side blowing? Fuck that, nigga. I'm just rolling. Everybody still smoking. Mic check, 1 2. Everybody know that I ain't been doing this thing since a while. Oh, goddamn, now I got a big smile, cause I like what I do, and it's been like that since ever since I knew how to start rapping. Been attacking, showing how to do the catch up. Everybody catch cap on the Capital wrap up. Don't stop. On the Cliff Central. Oh God, this is so sentimental. I come through kicking it from the mental, and I got it all fresh like a Mentos. No, not the one AKA spoke about. We don't wanna go down that route. I'm just coming out with the flows. Haha, not coming out like those. Nah, nah, Reason to the mask got dope. Sometimes everybody know I don't show, but that Prada could be on your back if you like me. And then I might make you my new wifey. Nicely, wanna show you that I can sip you up and down like it's iced tea. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. Fuck that though, I'm just going and playing. I like freestyles cause you can make some mistakes. You can do it take after take, break after break, and say what you say. If you say how you say, if you don't play, then you might might change on the bait. You might just go cause you skate with the waves. Everybody know I just blaze with the rays. Ooh, now we on another R&B flow. This the part where we gotta call Tito, cause he likes the girls and he brings them. Nah, sorry, I was just rhyming. Anyway, AB, come on dog, you can't make me fail. These peeps can't do this all alone. Why don't you jump on the microphone and just go show them how you do. Sing a note or two and just let it go. Yeah, I'm done. I'm tired.
No, come I'm on. Tired. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm tired.
So whoever asked that question on WeChat, I think it's clear.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest? Who's the dopest? Yeah, yeah. Okay, nice one. Big up yourself. When are you coming back here to come and share with us?
When we talk about the Yippee-ki-yay remix, which is bound to be the longest remix ever.
Okay.
Bounce.
Okay, so that's it.
That's it.
All right.
Oh, and about my movie. And I got a movie coming out.
You've got a movie coming out?
I got a movie coming out.
Like, what kind
of
movie?
I can't tell you much. I can't tell you much. My next album is a movie.
Ah, okay, I see. Yeah. Well, there's so much you don't want to tell us, Reason.
I know, because there's so much that you need to plan before these Baloyis go to their witch doctors. You know these Baloyis. They listen to Cliff Central too, you know. They're scoping on us.
I'm glad.
These Baloyis.
I'm glad. Okay, cool stuff. Gentlemen, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you. Eddie
Crazy, are you going to come back and share your new projects with us?
Well, yeah, most definitely, man.
Okay, all right. Alright, looks like we've got another WeChat. They just came in. Let's just check that out.
Can we have Gareth Cliff to break me off some change?
Listen, it's dope. Clear.
I heard he got some dope.
Can you listen?
Yes.
It's clear. Whoa, it's the illest.
Yes.
And it's AKA. Listen, even ourselves. Oh, wow.
Shout out to that guy. Shout out to
Dude,
that
this
guy.
This guy's such an ass.
This guy's such an ass. Yeah, that guy needs a show.
Oh, wow. Anyways, gentlemen, like thank you very much for hanging out.
Yeah, thank you for having us, man.
All right, more guests coming through.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, OC, O'Neill on P Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I met a man that asked me who. I told him he'd never have to ask if he knew who it was. What? I told him he'd never ever ask if he knew who it was. Yeah. be the end of me, but he got me fooled. He said, baby, don't tease me and ask me.
I'm struggling to keep Junior under control in the studio because Lady X just walked in here in all her gloriness and Junior just lost focus. Anyway, Junior, are you well?
I'm good, man.
Okay, cool. Do you think you can come back and just do some work with me?
Yeah.
Okay, is that possible? All right, so let's try this. Lady X is going to sing for us.
I am?
Yes. Anything you feel like singing.
Okay.
Just anything that comes to your head. Just sing
okay.
it.
Okay. Anything right. that comes yes. to my head. Is this what I'm singing to?
Yeah.
Are you getting into the groove?
Yeah, well,
you guys decide. It's between the two of you.
Okay.
You'll just tell me if you like it or not.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I could like it.
Ooh.
Or you could make me like it.
This is not Facebook, guys. Come on. Away.
My name is Lady X. Let's take that tempo up. Yeah. Blue skies and warm nights. Blue skies and warm nights. One day I thought I saw a man, but he was indeed sky. Blue skies and warm midnights. Blue skies and warm me nights. Sad little day, sad little sleeping day. Do day, so day, do side, dad, sack, do sad little day, dad, do. Yes. All right. Switch it up for me.
give me something a better, give me something on Jollibee, give me a 6-8, yeah, another. Let's kick it up. Give him something more. Let me be an MC for a minute. Now I know who I am. And I know I was born to be where I am. Now I know that the world is mine, and I only got one time to share, to sing, to be, to spit this life. I know that today I gotta take it all and be. I know. Oh, I know. Now, believe you me, the world is mine to shine. My name is Lady X, the one and only true Shivumba. Yes. That was fun.
Lady X, ladies and gentlemen. Nice.
Thank you. Tried. Now you that yeah, we tried it.
So how does that feel?
It felt all right. I was about to get emotional. Because, you know, every time you get into a jam session, you have to start feeling what the other person, how they play.
Yeah.
So first you got to, you know, get into the groove a little.
So it was interesting because we're seeing another side to you. I mean, if we were to judge you based on your single that we played with African Roots.
Yes, yeah.
In comparison to what you just did right now, it's like worlds apart.
Well, I was going on what he was playing. I'm one of those, I am an artist, but I pride myself in calling myself an artist, that whatever you give me in studio is what I'm going to do. It's what I'm going to give you back. Okay. So if you are a Afro soul producer, or if you are a jazz, you know, if jazz is what you do, soul is what you do, people know my voice. And if you call me into studio, you know why you called me. Because when you produce a certain song, right, you can hear a certain voice.
Yes.
And I'm blessed enough to have had singles that kind of show the different sides of Lady X. So they know they're going to get a little jazz somewhere there. They know, you know, I might just spit into French or Xhosa or just some scatting out of nowhere. I might just come up with like a language while I'm in there. That's what I do. And I study jazz too. And I grew up listening to jazz. So
interesting. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about your foundation as Lady X.
Yeah.
Your relationship with music, where does it come from?
Oh my gosh. It comes from Umamam. She, oh my gosh, at home, you know, it was always, if it wasn't Nina Simone, it was Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston. If it wasn't Whitney Houston, it was Brenda Fassie. If it wasn't Brenda Fassie, it was Busimhlongo. If it wasn't, oh my gosh, if it wasn't them, it was Sarah Vaughan, Peggy Lee, Ada James. So that's the kind of upbringing that I had. And then my father bought me a piano, and I played a bit. And then in high school, I did violin. And then I started a jazz chorus, and then I was in the jazz band, and I entered jazz festivals. So that's where it kind of comes from.
It's you and your father, were you close?
No, not really. Hey, I mean, look, he's been an amazing figure, like father figure, and he's done the best that he can. Mm. But we didn't grow up in the same home.
Okay.
He had his own family, and then it was just myself and my mom. But he is amazing in that he has done absolutely everything for me that I think any father can possibly do under any his circumstance. Yeah. He's amazing. Like, I have had inappropriate conversations with my father. I can say this on air, right?
Yeah,
when it's that
can.
Time of the month and I'm in pain and my
you
mom is not picking up the phone, I'll be like, I'm so much pain, I cannot. So look, we're close and okay. We have our own kind of relationship. But obviously I do wish he was there more.
Yeah.
But hey man, I suppose a lot of us have those relationships with our fathers.
And your That's relationship with your mother?
Oh my gosh, she is my everything. My Ndlovu. She is my absolute everything. Without that woman's strength, I would be nothing.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. I would kill somebody for her.
Okay.
No, I'd go to prison for her and I'd be okay with that. Like, I'd be good with that.
Are they happy with you doing music?
So my father is a type A personality, overachiever, doctor, not medical, PhD wise, businesses for days, advisor to amazing people. So when you have that kind of father and you are an artist, it takes him a while to understand. And he was always like, I don't understand, you've got 3 degrees, I don't you can go to any agency right now and get a job and you get offers, but you want to do this. So it took him a while. I think only after I sat down with him and he saw my video for the song we just played, and I told him about, you know, my journey, and I wanted to go to Transkei, to a little village where they study Xhosa, the tradition. They study the music behind it. I'm actually still going, and all they do there is Xhosa everything. You learn about your beads, you learn about the jewelry, you learn about where, you know, you come from as Xhosa, and then you actually study the music itself. And after I had the conversation with him, he then started like really listening to me and really being like, I see it now, like this is not like one of those, oh yeah, no, apparently my girl can sing and she does this. He was like, wow, you know, this is something you take quite seriously. And that's going to be something that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be exploring all of the different, you know, traditions and cultures that we in South Africa have and in Africa. And I'm going to fuse it into my music. And when he heard that, he was like, wow, okay, this is quite serious. And I study jazz. So he was like, okay, maybe I should take you seriously now.
And how long have you been active in the business, music?
In 2011, a song called Shivumba dropped with Mo Flava. It was Shivumba, eh, Navushkevuta. Shivumba, eh. So that was the first one. That was 2011, but, and that song blew up like crazy, and I was not ready. I was not ready, so I was here. I was attending all of these industry things, doing all meeting industry people, and I felt overwhelmed. I could feel that I wasn't ready emotionally. I wasn't ready mentally. So I was like, I think I should just go to school. So that's what I did. I went and I just kept studying and studying and studying, and I'm never gonna stop. What I would do is I would keep dropping singles in between. And after that, there was another single called Lifted. It was remixed by Bika Soul, PM Project. It went international. It was really amazing. How did that go, that song? Love is a many splendid thing, lifting you up to take you down. Yeah, that was Lifted. And after that, there was, I think there was Loving You with Uhuru and Black Motion. And people were like, this girl. And that's when they started saying, oh, that's what she looks like. She's this yellow popo with red locks. Because people used to think I was from like Africa somewhere or the UK. And that song, it reintroduced me to the industry. Because I kind of disappeared. People call me the disappearing act. And then I carried on studying. I got my honors from Vega. And now I'm back. And after loving you, I've decided this is what I want to do forever and ever.
You've got a new single called Seasons.
Yes, I do.
Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Funny thing about love. About love is one day it's here. Funny thing about love is one day it's gone. Ooh, funny thing about you is you were the one. Oh, funny thing about you is you ruled my heart. No matter the day, no matter the time, no matter the time, no matter the day, no matter the day, no matter the time, no matter the time, matter the day. Seasons we come, I know it's you. Seasons may change, I know it's you. Ooh, summer may come, takes too long, it's you. Ooh, winter may come, I'll know it's you. No matter the day, no matter the time, no matter the day, no matter the day, no matter the time, no matter the day. As springtime may come, turn dark days to blue. Though autumn may come with green days, and that's you. Springtime may come, I'll know it's you. Ooh, autumn breeze may come, I'll know it's you. I'll always know.
It's you. It's you. It's you. I'll always know.
Ladies and gentlemen, yo, nice.
Dankeschön.
Absolutely breathtaking stuff. Where do you perform most of the time?
Wherever I'm booked to perform.
Okay. Now, what's the one place you performed that you enjoyed the most?
Oh my gosh.
I just love performing. Like, I don't think I have a favorite. But I can tell you the best feeling when I perform. I love performing and seeing people cry, and I obviously love the screams. But the one thing I really, really do enjoy is the crying and kind of disbelief. And I'm one of those artists that, like, after my performance, I'm in there with everybody. Mm. And to hear people's connections with how they feel when I'm performing, I absolutely, that's the, and I tend to black out when I perform, because I perform barefoot and I kind of go ham. It's different. I mean, look, I'm in studio now and we're sitting down, so I'm a bit calmer. I'm not jumping up and down. But that's the best time when you're on stage. Well, when I'm on stage and I'm barefoot and I'm sweating like crazy and I'm jumping up and down and I'm entertaining and I can see the audience reacting. And quite often people just like stand there and stare. And I never used to understand it before. I used to ask the audience, and I used to say, "Kutending jonga nje, kutending a club, kutending a shukumi. What's going on?" Mm-hmm. And they came backstage and they said to me, because I always allow people to come backstage, and I said, "But guys, why don't you know, sing along or clap or do something?" And they said, "It's because all we can do is watch you, and either cry or just be in awe." And that's the best part when people feel like they can tell you that and that you're relatable and that you just make them cry and just get into the space where all they can do is stare at you.
That's
for me, that's it. Like, so antanganga, you know, when it comes to the screaming, I mean, I love it. It fuels me, but the crying is so much better.
Music has power.
Yeah. Huh? The crying and the staring and this, when you see somebody do this, that's the best for me.
Are there any frustrations that come with being in this business?
People not taking you seriously. People not taking your craft seriously. And people not taking your brand seriously. And, you know, as a female, we have to kind of be... I remember this one time I was in studio with Umaphorisa, Uhuru's Maphorisa, and he said to me, "It's different with you." And I'm going to say this as a guy and as a producer and somebody that's been in this game. First of all, this industry is mostly run by males. And, you know, males, they take chances wherever, all the time. And he said to me, "Let me break it down to you. Let me be real with you." He's like, "Look here, you're kind of sexy and you're kind of cute. And this whole little thing you got going on, it's going to cause some problems for you. It's not your fault. Blame your mama and your papa. But it just means... you're going to have to be ruthless and you're going to have to show that you are serious, that this is not a fly-by-night thing, and you're going to have to be a bit cutthroat." And he's like, "You're going to have to be a pee."
That's fine.
Can we swear on Clip Central?
You can.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's uncensored.
And he said to me, "You're going to have to be a bitch and you're going to have to show people that, you know, you're not playing here." I have to be like that. And I'm like that with my team. I'm not a bitch to my team, but I'm like that with my team. I'm very, very serious. I'm very like, I don't like this. It needs to be like this and that and that. And it cannot go out until I'm happy with it. And every single thing I do and everything I'm part of, I have to realize and I have to know that you're putting your brand out there. This is real. And for people to take you seriously. And I don't just want to do music. Mm-hmm. I want to do it all because I can. I want to act. I want to present. I want to have a production company. I want to do it all because I can. And you can only do it all when people see that you're actually serious about what you do.
All right. We're still hanging out with Lady X. One more guest joining us shortly. Find out who our next guest is going to be. When we come back, there'll be some more performances. She doesn't know that.
Oh my God, I'll be doing it.
Around here we perform. Gina is still here, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Me Alone Cassandra. Radio has never been safe. Radio has never been safe. Me Alone Cassandra.
See you.
What am I to do? If all I think about when I'm alone is you. If all I wanna do is spend my time with you. And baby, please tell me that what I feel is true. Girl, you just get it. Girl, you just get me. You never stress me. You said your blessing. Girl, you held me down when no one else was around. And you kept it real whenever I played the clown. Posted on the ground. Let them know that it's real. I ain't gotta hide. Let them know just how I feel. I ain't in the double, but Tini. It's just us against the world. Gina, so but Benny. Girl, if I say it a minute. Thinking about you every day. From a circle to a mini. I ain't trying to waste your time. Baby, you're worth every minute. Oh, time to ride. Girl, oh, your tits are fashion killer. Get your own job, make it thriller. Ain't nothing realer, yeah. Girls say it's okay, you just pay your bills, pay them no attention. They can get near, they can get near. Your ex keep calling your phone, but you be saying he's stressing you. You gave him so many chances, but he keep messing up. He don't acknowledge the effort. He don't focus on the finer details, like when you dress up and say you look pretty. Tell you the truth, he regret it. Baby, I'm liking your vibe. Make sure you're feeling alright. He can't get in through the door, but you let me come inside. Baby, let's go on a flight. Let's jet off into the night. Diamond look good from the back. Baby, our future is bright.
So my final guest is here with us in the studio. Dotcom is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Joining Lady X in the studio with a brand. Is it a brand new one?
Yeah, it's a brand new one.
It's called 10,000.
Yeah.
By the way, I think my producer has the biggest crush on you. There she is, Kat. Like, she wasn't concerned about anyone being taken care of except you.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's shouting at me, have I greeted you? Are you okay? I'm like, how can I know if he's okay when I'm in the studio? And, like,
Kat's cool. Kat's cool, yeah.
Of course she's cool. I mean, you would say that.
Yeah.
You
no,
would
no,
say,
no. Last time I
you
was,
would
yeah,
say
she,
that.
She was, yeah.
If, anyway, Dotcom, welcome to the studio,
thank
brother.
You. Thank cool. you.
Very nice song. Something interesting just happened in the studio now. The song was playing.
Yeah.
Lady X and Junior, they both didn't know that it was a song.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just losing it.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't go.
So, the art, so the art
for
spoke
real?
For you.
Okay,
but the art didn't say anything.
No, it's
like,
fine.
Really?
No, it's
so,
okay.
So the art spoke for you. Welcome to the studio once again.
Thank
bro.
You, man.
Is this where is this coming from? This song.
Oh, this song. It's basically gonna be on a project that I'm working on, R&B project called Love and Liquor.
Okay.
And the concept behind Love and Liquor is that the first three and a half to four songs are love songs. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Talking about relationship situations, insecurities, phones. Yeah. Jeez. You know how it is with cell phones.
What's with the women and phones?
You know what I mean?
See.
All these
exactly
like know? What's going on like
you know what it is you know what it is actually I was looking on Twitter and there was the one lady who was basically tweeting was like the reason why your woman will trip is because she sees what other girls see so if she was on the other side she knows what she'd be seeing sort of situation
so Lady X is it true
Hashtag ungendao. But hey, all I'm going to say, look, about phones. And I actually tweeted this the other day and I said, hashtag I can't date you if you're a texter. That's my issue with phones today. If you think you're going to be texting me all the time, I have zero time for you. I believe in hearing your voice. Because your voice... God. No, listen. Because your voice just... It's how I get to know you. And when I get to know you, I can tell what mood you're in. Mm. I can tell if you're lying. I can tell if you're busy. I can tell if you're frantic. I can tell if you're there with me.
But then you'd have to be a unique woman, because most women can, they would actually shout at you for your tone through text messages. Like, I don't like your tone. Like, what tone?
That's
like,
the thing. That's
how
the thing.
Do you know
text
my tone?
Miscommunication. And I can't. Because you might be like, maybe somebody just said something to you that's like, that annoyed you, and now you're responding, but you still have that energy. And I'm an energies person. So if you are on the phone with me, I can tell what's going on. I can tell that, oh, okay, you're only speaking like this because somebody just annoyed you. But when we talk, your mood will change and your tone will change. I'm a...
So it turns out when you type in caps, you are...
No,
yelling.
We are shouter. No, we are shouter.
You know, she has a point though. I like avoiding, especially like if I'm a bit like pissed off or whatever, I like avoiding texts, because sometimes you'd be like, sure. And that sure is not the same
exactly.
Sure if we're okay. In a good space. It's okay. Just like, I'm trying to cut you off. Let's keep it moving. Bye. I'll talk to you later.
And, and you're able to tell from that. You can determine that this person is actually upset from just the show.
Yeah, just the show.
It's not the usual show.
Or K.
Oh, yeah, no, I say K. When I have zero time for you, I'm like, K. And people in my life know now that if X says K, it means there's a problem. It's either you need to address it or maybe just keep quiet.
Okay. No.
Yeah. And then, I always confront a situation. So I never leave something lingering on. I like to talk because then
of
things are awkward
like
for
talking.
No reason.
Yeah, the whole like, let's ignore each other game and
no,
see
I
how
can't.
Far it goes. Yeah.
No. Because we're not children.
Oh, okay. Anyway, back to work. .com, you are a professional dancer.
I used to be. Yeah.
How does that work? How is it that you used to be a dancer?
I quit.
But you are still capable of dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can still go. But you know, I'm at that age now where it's just like, okay, look, I've got an older sister, right? I grew up around sisters, and the whole thing, or one thing that my sister told me or taught me was that when you're around women, the aim is not to sweat.
Okay.
So I can't be. I can't be, you know what I mean? Being that guy who dances in the club and whatnot. I'm not that dude. You know, like, I'll move, yes. You'll know I can move, okay, cool. But then, like, this.
No, but it was part of your work. Dude, listen, you went as far as, was it Las Vegas at some point?
Vegas, yeah. LA, Russia. Yeah.
And you're gonna quit because you sweat?
I mean, look, there's other things to do. It was fun.
Okay.
It was a certain stage. You know what I mean? When I was young, the whole, you know, you know, reps, clinch, the whole dance movement thing was big back then. But now it's just like, you know.
Okay. All right. So now music is what you do now fully?
No.
Okay.
Music and another thing is with the whole music thing. For me, it's just like, I don't see musicians driving Ferraris.
Okay.
So that's my only problem. That's my only problem. And I like to do nice things.
Okay. What does that mean? What do you mean?
I mean, like, I haven't seen one musician to date in terms of like rapper or whatever that pushes a Ferrari.
Okay.
And lives like in Sandhurst or in a big house in Houghton or whatever off that. You know what I mean? So at the same time, I still want to utilize my degree because I'm not going to be .com at the age of 50 or 40 something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going to be cleaner. You know what I mean?
All right. So what do you, at the moment, you're working on a music project.
Yeah.
And you've got singles that are on rotation.
Yeah.
So is it safe or is it okay if we put you under the category of artists?
Yes.
Okay. But you are unhappy with the business side of music because it does not necessarily bring in as much money as you'd like.
Of course.
What do you think it would take for it to get to a point where guys are driving Ferraris?
I think outside of ownership, just promoters.
Yeah.
Promoters just need to do the right thing. Because what happens is most of the time, artists come up with the promoters.
Mm.
And promoters always shortchange the artist because, it's my homie. But instead of me paying this guy 50K, I'll pay him 25.
But shouldn't promoters then be driving Ferraris as well in order for them to pay you enough for you to drive a Ferrari?
You know, it's an all-round thing.
Mm.
It's an all-round thing. And also, I think brands getting involved.
Okay.
A lot of the people that endorse artists, I had a conversation with Scoop like a couple weeks back.
Mm.
And he was telling me that there's been times where he's been shafted. Because the guys that are signing the checks are guys. And the problem is with guys, we've got egos.
Okay.
It's like, yo, I came up with this guy. We're in school together. I'm going to sign a 3 million rand check for this guy. This guy's going to make my 6 years salary in literally one campaign. That means all the ladies that I want, he can get now.
What is
all
it
the champagne.
To?
It's an ego thing. It's an ego thing.
Why does it have to boil down to women?
I promise you. I promise you. Guys have insecurities. You think women are insecure? Guys are insecure, my man.
Okay.
Guys are insecure.
Interesting. Lady X, do you have anything to add?
How are we going to get to the Ferraris?
Yes.
Is actual radio play. It's okay. Actual airtime. When I found out that 200 million went out in terms of royalties overseas artists, that pissed me off. And I did an experiment, and I listened to a certain radio station, which has the most listenership in terms of drive time.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why in one show, three different Drake songs are going to play. Three.
Mm.
From 3 to 6.
Mm.
Three Drake songs.
Mm.
I don't understand. That's just one example. So why is an international act getting that's rotation, eh? And that's peak time. Three. And also peak time, it's more money, eh? Let's not play. Three times. This is one artist.
True.
The next day, that same slot, four songs of Drake played. It was an experiment. Then I watched TV and I watched all the stations, the music stations, and I did an experiment. PVR'd everything. And I sat down on Saturday and I was like, you know what? I need to just do a proper investigation about this thing. Each slot, must you know, they have their slots.
Yes.
They will only play maybe like three South African artists. It'll be the same three all day. Okay, I cannot.
That's true.
All day, and that's the rest true. Of it will be international. So I do also want to say shout out to Channel O because they are putting us on.
Yeah.
They play our videos. They play South African videos. Proper. Okay. And look, I mean, it's Cliff Central. We can tell the truth out here. So shout out to Channel O for the love.
Yes.
And respecting us as South African artists.
Mm.
But guys, no, seriously, it does 200 million.
And also, like I was saying, back to the brands. The brands aren't endorsing us.
Yeah.
They'd rather pay a Pharrell or what's this guy's name? Flo Rida song on a Vodacom campaign.
Yeah.
Instead of playing a Nati.
Okay.
Or playing rather a Jack Perro song. You know what I mean? Using that song, which is Vodacom is a local brand. You know what I mean? Or cell phone company.
So what does this do for you as an artist? Do you feel like you need to work harder? Do you feel like this is the time when you need to throw in the towel?
Never.
What are you going through then? What does that do for you?
You just well, for me, I get angry, and but I don't like go ham and like decide I'm throwing in the towel. Mm. I get angry and I fuel it into my music,
okay.
And I fuel it into the attitude I have about the industry. I just become more of a beast, and I become somebody that is not ashamed to voice their opinion when it's appropriate.
Let's address this. You spoke about Ferrari. Obviously, I know you're using that as a metaphor.
Yeah,
but let's look at artists who are getting the airplay, who are on high rotation.
Mm, yeah.
They're still not driving the Ferraris.
Yeah.
So,
because that high rotation is not as high as...
It's not enough.
Mm. As Drake's. It's not as high as she was saying.
Yeah.
Like, making this up for you, the reason why Nigerian artists are so successful is because...
Hallelujah.
The ratio of local content to international content is 75-25. 75 being local, 25 being international. Whereas us, it's the other way around. Look at your DSTV. Look at the shows that are prime time on most of the channels, whether it's Mnet or all the way actually up to channel 300 and whatever. It's all American shows. Most of the shows that are on your PVR, American shows.
Yep.
American series. So if a marketing whatever manager of Vodacom is watching TV three quarters of the day or Saturday, what are they seeing? They're seeing America. America pushed the whole time. Maybe they like a song that's playing on Suits. It's not a South African song, that's for sure.
All right, hanging out with Dotcom and Lady X is here as well, and we're just talking music. Yeah. Here's another song from you.
Yeah,
it features Questa and Nadia Nakai.
Yeah,
Dotcom, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back.
Summertime vibes, I'm banging out loud. This is how we ride. Phone buzzing off the line. Couple ladies trying to know what's going down tonight. Yeah. I'll be doing it on your side. Slow wine, baby, for me, slow wine. Baby, take your time. Your time, baby, take your time. I'm talking about that summertime vibe. Slim waist, girl, I'm feeling your type. Call it Uber, we gon' be all night. She's magic, so I'ma cop a bill. I ain't tryna cuff, just a little meal. Yeah, she hella professional, so you know the deal. Walking through the club, on my ditty bop. Your girl gotta eye me, no Fetty Wap. Still give me silly top, tell her sweetie stop. Pretty boy, but I ain't metro like city cop. Kush got me up in the flight, don't need a visa. Midnight snack on the NBC of pizza. Where she finna jump on my D like it's a feature. Flash his ass, decorate like the tick on my speakers. Summertime vibes, I'm banging out loud, this is how we ride. Buzzing up the line, couple ladies trying to know what's going down tonight. Yeah. I'll be doing it on your side. Slow wine, baby, for me, slow wine. Baby, take your time. Your time, baby, take your time.
One for the summer. Two for the women, three for the hard liquor. We don't want drama.
We don't want drama.
No politics, but the flow Godzilla. I don't want problems.
I don't want problems.
I just want a good back to my stuff. Okay, my loom, cool cat. All of my speaker, 1 meter my city.
1 meter my city.
God willing, I'ma win. Now nigga malining. Yeah, on my dick. Yeah, I did it from the streets. Now I see my enemies trying to switch the beat. Good luck with that. I told you bad, I was good, but you with that. On her knees, yeah, I got rope, I clean the chicken. Who the boss now? You know she hot, so ball.
Summertime vibes, I'm banging out loud. This is how we ride. Phone buzzing off the line. Couple ladies trying to know what's going down tonight. Yeah. I'll be doing it on your side.
You dealing with a big booty bad one. They know me from Soweto to Santa. Little world, where you wanna go? I'm the rap queen, better act like you know. Slow your roll. Smoke heavy on my chest like them double D's. Who you trying to school when you can't afford the fees? You wouldn't believe how much it costs for the weave. Sweetie, please, your man killing my steez. He be in the section 50, please tell him to leave. Summertime, drop top, enjoying the breeze. Couple drinks, we can dress, we kill him with ease. Paula.
So it's called the Paula.
Yes.
That's the name of the joint. This is Dotcom in the company of Questa and Nadia Nakai. Oh, by the way, Junior's father is here. Can we say hi to Junior's father? Wait. Hi, Junior's father.
He's just chilling there on the couch.
Just chilling there, minding his own business. He looks younger than Junior, doesn't he?
Ha ha!
No, seriously. Why? He looks younger than Junior.
How do you feel about that?
Junior, you need to do something. I don't know what you're eating. But you need to change your diet, though. Because your dad, look at him.
Yeah, yo, he's...
Anyway. We're almost at the end of the show. We're still hanging out with the .com and Lady X. And behind the scenes, we've been talking about...
Bang!
How difficult it is in the music business to make meaningful money.
Yeah.
But we're seeing guys making money. I think, don't you think
Casper... What's money?
Isn't Casper making money?
What's oh, dude.
No, this is my question to you. What is money?
No, listen. I would never say Casper's rich or anything like that because I don't know how much he makes. But isn't he making money based on what we're seeing?
Look.
Isn't it numbers equal money?
Casper's making money, but how many Caspers are there?
Okay. Okay.
How many AKAs are there?
Okay, so hold on. What does it take then to create a Casper?
What does it take to create a Casper?
Was it the industry or was it Casper's effort?
It's Casper's effort.
Yes.
Meets timing. Yes. Meets God's grace.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so we are saying without the grace of God, nobody else can get to Casper's level.
Have you never heard like musicians? Like let's say if you're on SoundCloud or YouTube, you hear the most talented guys. If guys that sing better than Chris Brown, guys that sing better than Usher, but they know it to be seen. So it's a combination of just like it's your time.
Yes.
And that's the time that God's provided. I believe, look, this is what happens in music. If you really want it, right? Yeah. Like really, really bad, the earth can't deny you. That's why there's certain guys that really suck in music, but really make it because they really wanted it.
Is it possible that Casper has a winning streak? He has an element to him or a side to him that makes him win. Or there are things he does that other artists aren't doing.
Yeah.
That ensures that he is in the position that he's in.
Yeah.
So why can't other artists do the same thing?
That's what I was about to get to that point.
Don't have the team.
Okay.
I was about to get yes.
He wasn't born with the team though. Yeah. He created
it. No, he created the team, but also the team found him. But
okay.
Also, the people that you're with motivate you to, you know what I mean, to either stay in line.
Yeah.
Or let's all turn up because we just got here, so papa, and there's girls or whatever the case is. And that's what happens most of the time.
Yeah.
Guys get to that point or get to a situation that they've dreamt of, but they don't realize that when you actually get to that point, that's where you work the hardest. Mm. That's when you actually in studio the most. You know what I mean? Creating different types of sounds. Because people in SA, let's be honest, get bored very quickly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People in SA are not, okay, they're loyal, but they're not loyal.
I don't think it's SA alone. It's just the it's the internet era. It's when information generation. We have so much information at our disposal, and it comes at a very rapid fashion. And that being the case, we consume as much as we possibly can, and we need to create room for more. So it's not just the South African thing.
But how many SA rappers do you know that can take a year break and then come back and drop an album and still do platinum sales?
Yo.
Nobody. Jay-Z can take a break, come back after 2 years, drop an album, and it goes
platinum
in a day or two. Why? Based on loyalty.
Okay, let me play.
Cooley left for because you know it's tough now. No, the kids aren't trying to listen to him.
You know what the problem is? I think when we talk about problems that sort of are experienced by artists in South Africa. The danger is when you don't try to draw parallels between this industry and the US because there's so much that goes into that business and there's so much behind this. Yeah, in terms of the backstory in comparison to, I mean, let's before we even go to the music, let's look at how old you are as a democracy in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so many things that you have to deal with, and it wouldn't be fair to compare the kind of success Jay-Z would have as compared to somebody who is here.
No, I'll tell you why I'm comparing.
And the reason why I use Casper is because I want us to bring it here, to keep it here.
Okay.
Is it not an effort thing? How much effort do you put in?
It is.
Yeah?
It is an effort thing, but I'll make an example for you.
Okay.
Like, when I see someone like Cooley, Cooley for me is like, he's like that... He's like our bigger guy. He's that OG. He's the guy who should be telling us or rapping about how I run concerts, how I'm pushing an Aston Martin, how I'm doing this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now, for me, it's also a case of sticking to your audience, which I feel like he hasn't done.
Knowing your audience.
You know what I mean? Because the same audience that you started with when you were doing Twak, Stickum, or whatever the case is, it's the same audience that you should be growing with up until they're 30, 40, 50, making the same music, but making music that's relatable. And that's what Jay-Z does. Us younger guys who listen to Jay-Z are just catching up, like, oh, okay, cool, there's hype, boom. But his audience is in their 30s, 40s, people that he came up with Dead Presidents and whatever in the 90s, you know what I mean? That type of music. So guys aren't growing with their audiences. And guys also in South Africa do not know or lack, what's the word? Recreating themselves. You know what I mean? As artists, recreating yourself, because there's an expiry date.
But I can understand why it would be so difficult to grow with your audience. For instance, if you did the kind of sound that Cooley did when he came into the business, and then today, the hottest artist in the street right now is MT, and the sound is completely different from what Cooley was doing.
Wait.
So, okay.
Wait. About that. Mm. Here's my thing. MT was around before he was with Ambitious. Okay.
No, no, we're talking about the sound.
Yeah, no, no. I'm gonna talk about the sound. You can be like, MT is big, né? But he is not just big because of the sound. He's big because of the team behind him. He's big because his label has a lot of money, and they use that money to get him to for you to say what you just said.
I'm gonna say this because I know you.
Well, okay, look. I'm going to say this, and I can't, there's certain things I can say and there's certain things I cannot say. When you have a team, if you have a label that has a lot of money, and it's easy for them to come to you, like you now, you are sitting there in the mic, and you have the power to say, press play on a certain song. Me, as a label, I can come to you and I can have a conversation with you and say, my man, here's some, oh, and here's a sandwich. How's about tomorrow you play my jam?
Payola, boss. It's live.
It exists. No, let's not play games here.
Okay.
I'm telling you, as an industry individual that has been in the game, that is friends with a whole lot of industry people that know a whole lot of ish.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's his song. His song is amazing. I love that jam. I'm about it. But please don't be fooled. In this industry, the reality is, how much money do you have
to pay off
and who
the stations
do you know?
to play you more than others.
It's about who you know and how much you have.
Yeah.
So let's not be ignorant here. So now, let's not act like we don't know things.
Okay. Yeah. But interestingly, look, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not an artist. I would never claim.
And BTW, there's nothing wrong with Payola. Do it.
Yeah. Look, I'm not gonna speak with authority on who gets paid and who doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think there are people who are recognized for the fact that they're just making great music.
But it's harder.
Isn't that
to
possible?
Get, it's harder.
Isn't it possible?
It's possible, but it's hard. Okay. Especially in the industry and the kind of sphere we're in and the mindset a lot of people that are in power have when it comes to putting you on.
Yeah.
People don't just put people on now just because you've got talent.
It takes money. So basically, in short, you guys are saying, in order to make it, to have your shit on high rotation, for yourself to find yourself in the position that the likes of Casper find themselves, it takes money.
It's about who your team knows, their contacts, and that paper. That paper opens doors.
Why don't you guys know those people?
Let me tell you something. Even Casper himself, as an independent artist, I've had convos with him personally where it's just like, dog, these guys don't want to play my music. That station doesn't want to play my music. And you know, there's certain stations that if they play your song on here, you're done.
You're done.
The song is... it's the biggest song in South Africa.
Yeah.
He's got those problems still.
Yeah.
Where he's like, look, if I pay this guy, I'm creating a monster for myself because this guy's going to play the song. The song's going to go in high rotation.
Then you guys must open our radio stations then.
Be like Gareth.
but why not?
No. But
isn't that what you were talking about?
Listen,
ownership.
I hear what you're saying. Right.
Yeah.
In the perfect world. Let's all open up a radio station because we don't like what's going on.
No, I think it's in a realistic world. You will have to start focusing, instead of trying to put together an album, try and put together money to come up with your own station. You may not necessarily gain from it the same month or the same year, but I think five years down the line, we'll be speaking a different language because you're going to operate from an honest place, from an artist's point of view, because you understand the struggle.
And maybe use a different distribution route. Because the thing is, I think one of the things we don't do as artists is we don't study our market.
Very true.
And let me tell you, back in the day, one of the reasons why Abo Oskiro and them got to became the legends that they became is because they listened to the people and they studied their people. There's no place that they won't play. And you know, Tina, we think we're bougie sometimes. True. There's certain places we don't want to play. True. And for some reason, you think you're too cool to go to Itexi Rank and distribute your music.
And
just
Jay
and go to the streets. My team's about that life. Like, we go to the Itexi Rank. I'm out there. Look, I'll even perform for free. Enort, I'm about that life. I will do whatever it takes.
Okay, guys, I think we've done enough politicking. Can we make some music?
Let's.
Cool. Junior? All right, in the studio, still hanging out with .com and Lady X. We're about to wrap up the show, though, so for now, we're going to make music. So Junior's going to play something. You guys are just going to play around with it, right?
Oh, .com, are you going to sing to me?
So you guys can channel all that energy, all that anger and that energy, that frustration.
That excitement.
Let's just channel that right now. Junior, do you have some keys for us? All right.
Never know how much I care. I'm singing about love today, 'cause I feel it. I'm singing about love today. Yes, .com, sing it to me, babe. .com, sing it, baby. .com, sing it, baby. I'm singing about love today. Singing about love today. I'm singing about love.
Yeah.
Oh, so Lady X, now you're not singing.
Oh, sorry, I got lost. Okay, now I'll go. I'll take it back. So this is our hook, right?
Okay.
Oh, we're singing about love today, baby.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll know this feeling that I get when I see you. Maybe one day.
Sing it again. Ooh, ooh. Say it again. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Nice. Oh, amazing stuff. Remember, everything you heard here on the show today will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes from now. I will share the link on my timeline. O'Neill Africa is the handle all around, and I'll share that link a bit later on. This is 30 minutes from now. .com, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, actually, I've got a wedding. I'm not performing this
weekend. Getting married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to a wedding. A homie of mine's getting married. It's such a beautiful thing to see people still getting married nowadays.
Yes.
So, yeah, man, just going
to. Can they also invite us to... with that divorcing?
Nah, they won't.
They won't.
They've been together for like 7 years.
Oh, nice.
It's real stuff.
Nice. What are you doing this weekend, Lady X?
I'm in studio this weekend. That's what it's not that well for me. It's hella exciting because I'm working on my project, but that's what I'm doing. I do not have time for the streets because they're not going to pay my bills.
Junior, what are you up to this weekend?
Hey man, I'm just going to be at church. Preparing for the Easter's day, church. So I'm going to be at church practically the whole day tomorrow.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for hanging out with us today. Yes. We'll catch you on social media. And we're out until next week, Friday. Thanks to my producer and Duncan, the pervert of the office.
Ha!
We'll catch you again next week, guys. Bye bye.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill Central, 00C, 00C. O'Neill on Peace Central.
listening to Neil on K-Central.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go.
You listen to a Neil on K-Central. Radio has never been this good. Neil on K-Central.
This is CliffCentral.com.